in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation.
We honor you in this place. Oh yes, Kalibosa Balagida Brandekebosa. Without you, we can do nothing. What can we even do without you? Malikobose Bilakabadia Kabrandobose Peleketesku Paligada. We are not ashamed to declare our absolute dependence on you. We are not ashamed to declare our absolute dependence on you. Our total dependence on your spirit. We trust in you completely, absolutely. Without you, we can do nothing. Elibora Sabalagida Manda Bora Sabalagidas So Pragadisco Frakapakatai. In Jesus' name, Father, our hearts and mind are open. We receive revelations, we receive illumination, enlightenment, insight from your word by your spirit. We receive impartations of the Spirit that will bring about transformation and transportation from level to level, from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of God. As we behold, as in a mirror, the glory of God, as we behold you in your word, by the power of your Spirit, we decree and declare we are transported, we are transmogrified, we are transfigured, we are transformed supernaturally from one level of glory to another, even as by the Spirit of God. In Jesus' name, clap your hands, O ye people. Come on, shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Are you excited? The Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. If you know that you know the Spirit of God is here, I want you to rejoice. Oh yes. Hallelujah. You might be seated in heavenly places. I'm so excited about this apostolic teaching series for September. It's our month of what? The Spirit. Is our month of the Spirit. My prayer for you is that this month you are going to walk with the Holy Ghost like never before. You are going to become more intimate with the Holy Spirit like never before. You will get to fellowship with Him, commune with the Spirit of God like never before. and you will become more acquainted with the person and the ministry of the Holy Spirit like never before. You will take advantage of His presence and power to accomplish big things, even seemingly impossible things, in the name of Jesus. And that you will walk in the supernatural, because the presence and power of the Holy Spirit is the source and the secret of the supernatural. The presence and power of the Holy Spirit is the secret and the source of the supernatural. The Holy Spirit is the secret of extraordinary living and extraordinary accomplishments. You cannot do extraordinary things by human energy or by human power or by human ability. It has to do by the power of the Spirit. Am I communicating? Listen, if all you desire is to live a normal, ordinary life, then you don't need the Holy Spirit. No, you don't need Him. To live the natural, normal human life, you don't need the Holy Spirit. But if you desire to live an extraordinary life, the kind of life that is beyond the ordinary plane of human existence, the kind of life that is not normal, if you desire the extraordinary life, you want to live the extraordinary, you want to do extraordinary things, then welcome to the club. You need the Holy Spirit. You need His presence and you need His power. Am I communicating? If you desire the supernatural life, you want to live supernaturally. And you know, the Christian life is supernatural. The life of Christ, Zoe, that we received at new birth, there's nothing natural about it. God's very own life is supernatural. And that life came from the Holy Spirit. Am I communicating? It's the life of the Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of life. Am I communicating? If you desire to live the authentic Christian life, then you cannot do without the Holy Spirit. Impossible. Your Christian experience will be a failure, punctuated by frustration. You will live a defeated life. You will live a very different version of the Christian life. You will live a very different version from the type that has been given to us without the help of the Holy Spirit. You now see why Jesus, even after His finished works on the cross and all of that, after His great redemptive work, that was why after He ascended, He needed to still send the Holy Spirit. Am I communicating? He needed to still send the Holy Spirit. He told them to tarry at the upper room in Jerusalem until ye be clothed with power from on high. Say, ye shall receive power, ability, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you and you shall be witnesses. Even Jesus knew that it's impossible for them to successfully live the Christian life without the help of the Holy Spirit. Without the empowerment of the Spirit, without the enablement of the Spirit, without the wisdom of the Spirit. Am I communicating? Your Christian experience will be marred by failure, frustration. In fact, you will be a colossal failure if you attempt to live the Christian life outside of the help and the person of the Holy Spirit. That is not, because that is not how God designed us to live this life.
The Holy Spirit is the secret of effective Christianity. Is the secret of supernatural Christianity. Am I communicating? Without the Holy Spirit, Christianity is another dead religion. I know we have so many of them on earth. So many religions. Glory to God. I say glory to God. The Holy Spirit is the life behind Christianity. Without him, Christianity will be a very boring experience. Very boring. Glory to God. It's a supernatural September for you. And the reason why it is a supernatural September is because of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is making September supernatural for you. The Holy Spirit is the Lord of the harvest. We saw that in Matthew 9:37 and 38. He is the Lord of the harvest. Jesus said the harvest truly is plenteous, the laborers are few. Pray ye the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Am I communicating? He is the owner of the harvest. He is the Lord of the harvest. If you must reap your supernatural harvest, and this is the year of supernatural harvest, listen, here is the ultimate secret to reaping your supernatural harvest. You must learn to partner with the Holy Spirit. Without the partnership of the Lord of the harvest, how can you even reap the harvest? You need his help. You need his wisdom. You need his power. Am I communicating? You need his ability. He knows where the harvest is. Whether it is harvest of souls, he will be the one to lead you to the harvest of ripe souls. He knows where the monies are, the financial harvest you seek. Are you listening? And he's the one that gives you favor. Supernatural favor. Because there are some harvests that, in fact, listen. The Bible said they got not the land in possession by their own sword. Psalm 44 verse 3. Even though the children of Israel fought to enter the promised land, when they came, there were giants. The lands were not empty. True or false? They were occupied by giants. But they needed to fight. Are you listening? They needed to fight, engage in warfare to conquer and dispossess those giants. These are rebel holders of your inheritance. They needed to fight. But when David, by the Spirit, was recounting the story, look at what David said. They got not the land in possession by their own sword. My God. Even though they fought with sword. He said it was not their weapon, their skill, or their expertise in wielding the sword that got them the promised land. He said neither did their own arm save. You see, the problem with many of us, we are trusting too much in our own ability. Stop trusting too much in your own skill. Stop trusting. It's good to go to school, but stop trusting too much. Your faith should stand in the power of God, not in your educational qualification. Your God doesn't want our faith to depend or to stand in our own human effort. No. He doesn't want your faith to stand in your human connection, who you know. Are you getting me? Especially in Nigeria, they will say, now, who know? Who know who? You understand? God doesn't want you to put your faith and your trust there. He said, woe unto them that go down to Egypt for help. Instead of trusting in God, they are now trusting in Egypt, in their horses and in their horsemen. Are you listening? God doesn't want your trust and your faith to be in men. Listen, God uses destiny helpers as channels to bless you. But it is wrong to put your faith in those destiny helpers. It is wrong to put your faith and trust in human connection. It is wrong to put your faith and trust in your job or in your business as your source. You are wrong, sir. You are wrong, man. Stop trusting on your salary. Is that not why you are limited? Are you listening? These are channels, these are means. God is your source. Say with me, God is my source. My faith and my trust is in God, my source. Kalido Barakata. Prophetic word are gone for. This year, you will own your own house. And you are looking. I know, I'm just giving an example, calm down. And then you are now thinking, hey, me, this is my salary, they pay me $20,500. Say, Papa, you look, how that one will take buy cement? How much be even one bag of cement? How that one won't take buy land? You see, your problem is that you are trusting in your salary. Your faith is in your salary. That's the problem. And God doesn't want it to be so. Are you getting me? Shift your focus. Shift your focus. Shift your focus. There is a God in heaven. Ayagabalataya. God is your source. Do you know how big God is? He said, the cattle upon the thousand hill belong to me. He said, if I were hungry, will I ask you for food? We are talking about the unlimited resources. Paul talked about the unsearchable riches of his grace. He said, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. Not according to your account balance. Not according to your salary. Not according to your business income. Not according to how much your parents are sending you every month as a student. Are you listening? He said, the arm of flesh will fail you. He said, by human strength shall no man prevail. In this kingdom, we prevail by the power of the Spirit. We prevail in this kingdom by the power of the Spirit. Not by human strength, not by human connection. Some of you, you will have done, God will have helped you to do bigger things than the one you have done if you are trusted in him more than you trusted in other means. Are you getting me? Say with me out loud, God is my source. God is my one and only source. And my faith and trust is in him alone. God is my one and only source, my eternal source, that does not run dry, that does not fail, that cannot fail, is failure proof. Men, job, salary are channels. Channels can fail. Channels is subject to failure. Channels can disappoint, but your source can never fail. And when one channel block, no wahala, God will open up 7 other channels. For every one channel that blocks, how many will open? 7. As long as your source is still intact, no problem. Say, and they've not paid us salary for 10 months. As long as what? Your source, that salary is just one channel. God is your father. He's not an irresponsible heavenly father. Are you getting me? God is a responsible heavenly father. So let your faith, your confidence be in him. Even if one channel blocks or fails, he will open up other channels for you. Am I communicating? He can give you multiple streams of income. They looked unto him and they were what? Lightened. And their faces were not ashamed.
If you trust in human being or your own human energy or your self-effort, you will be ashamed in life. You go see shege. But if your faith and trust is in God, you are looking up to God. Oh, the psalmist said, I will wait upon the Lord. He said, for my expectation is from Him. The problem with some of us is that we are praying for God to do this, God to do that, but in your heart of heart, you are trusting in other channels to get it done. You are trusting in one uncle somewhere. You are trusting in somebody somewhere. Your faith and trust, instead of putting it in God, you are putting it in men. You are putting it in the systems of this world. You are putting it in one money, your savings and all of that. And is that not the reason why you are still limited? Is that not why you are suffering frustration and failure? You need to repent and learn to put your trust in God. Are you getting me? And when your trust is in God, I'm telling you, God can move anybody anywhere to help you. He can move destiny helpers anywhere. He can shake the systems and the sectors to favor you. In the name of Jesus. Now, Zechariah 4, by my spirit. Today, I'll be doing an introduction. By my spirit, Zechariah, our anchor scripture, chapter 4 from verse 1. Okay? Verse 1. He said, the angel that talked with me came again and waked me. So angels can wake people. You know, while I was preparing, the Lord was speaking to me. He said, in this season, that there is going to be so much angelic activities, so much angelic encounters. You will experience and enjoy angelic encounters. There's going to be angelic traffic, so much angelic, amplified angelic, all category of angels. I'm telling you, they will minister for you. In this season, angels of favor, angels of visions, angels of revelation, they are deployed to minister for you. In the name of Jesus, angels of supernatural supplies, angels of prosperity, angels of supernatural protection, preservation, I prophesy, multiplied angelic activities for you. They will minister for you 24/7. I see an amplification of angelic activities in your favor. Angels, they will talk to you. They will lead you. They will guide you. They will wake you up. Some of you angels will wake you up in the night to pray. They will wake you up to intercede. They will wake you up and show you visions. I prophesy, receive angelic encounters. In the name of Jesus, multiplied visions, revelations. There is a release of grace for Holy Ghost encounters, angelic encounters, Holy Ghost visitations, angelic visitations. It's a season of divine encounters and divine visitation. In the name of Jesus, angel will put money in your account. Angel will bring supernatural provision to your house. In the name of Jesus. Get ready. Angelic traffic. An angel talk. You know, the ministry of angels is under the command of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the Lord of the harvest. You know, the Holy Spirit is a captain of the Lord of hosts. He's a captain of the host. He's in charge of the angelic forces. Maleko Bakataya. And I'm telling you, he has issued order to angels. And he's deploying them massively to minister for you in this season. I'm telling you, in the early church, angelic activities were so common that when Peter was kept in prison, the Bible says prayer was made without ceasing by the church for Peter. And guess what? Angels were released, angels of deliverance, in response to their prayer. And the angel of the Lord went and opened the prison supernaturally, brought Peter out, took Peter. Are you getting me? The moment Peter came out and then went to where they were still praying and knocked the door, and Rhoda saw him, she didn't open out of excitement, as in this is the answer to their prayer. And she went and told them. They say, Kai, no, what are you saying? They didn't believe her. The prayer warriors didn't believe her. Praise God. Then look at when she constantly affirmed that it was so. The Bible says they now said, ah, it must be his angel. In other words, Peter's angel looks like him. Exactly. Your angel carries your face. Are you getting your angel? Eh? Looks like you. The early church, they said it must be Peter's angel. What does that tell you? That means angelic activities were so common that it became the normal. It became the norm. Maka sofobola kataya. I'm telling you, supernatural angelic operation and specially granted angelic appearance will become the new normal for you in this season. It will become the norm. It will become your new normal. See, the supernatural will become your new normal in this season. You didn't hear me. I said the supernatural will become your new normal in this season. In the name of Jesus. Angels will be orchestrating things to favor you, to help you, under the leadership of the Holy Spirit, who is the captain, the Lord of hosts himself. Maka Sota. He said the angel talked with me, came again, wake me as a man that is waking out of his sleep. Next verse, verse 2. And said unto me, what seest thou? Okay, so it's a season of multiplied visions, divine visions and revelation. Okay, he said, what seest thou? He's about to show him a vision. And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick, all of gold. Now that candlestick is lampstand, okay? Lampstand. Candlestick, all of gold. Golden candlestick. It says, with a bowl upon the top of it. So it has a bowl on the top of it. And seven lamps thereof, okay? Seven what? Lamps. Burning lamps. That is on the candlestick. Okay? Thereon, seven lamps, which are upon the top thereof. Next verse, it says, and two olive trees. Prophetic metaphors, prophetic symbolisms. We'll find out their meaning. It says, two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, the other upon the left side thereof. So there was a candlestick with a bowl on top of it, then seven burning lamps, as in like the Jewish menorah. Am I communicating? The lampstand with seven lamps burning, okay? Then he said, on the right side is one olive tree, then on the left side is another olive tree. Next verse. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, what are these, my Lord? Next verse. What are these, my Lord? You see, that's to show you something. Sometimes God can show you a vision, and yet you don't know the meaning. Listen, it's one thing to see a vision. It's another thing to have the correct understanding and interpretation of what you saw or what you heard. No, sometimes people see correct vision from the Spirit of God, but the interpretation, the understanding is the problem. What do you do in that case? Ask God for understanding. Pray for understanding. Don't just go and interpret it based on your own mind. That's why it matters your level of understanding. Because you are going to interpret and your perception and your interpretation will be based on your level of understanding. Are you getting me? That's why the Bible says renew your mind. That's why the Bible says you should grow spiritually. You should be grounded in the word of God. Because it will color your interpretation of the vision you are seeing. Praise God. So you prayerfully seek for the correct scriptural interpretation of the vision. Glory to God. He says, he's asking the angel. The angel says, don't you know? Even the angel is surprised that he didn't know. In other words, the angel expected him to know. Glory to God. He said, I don't know, my Lord. Next verse. Then he answered and spake unto me, this is the word of the Lord. In other words, this vision, this prophetic vision with all the symbolism is actually passing a message. It's actually, you see, God can speak to you through those visions. God can speak to us through prophetic visions, through prophetic imageries, prophetic parables. Am I communicating? So don't just end at seeing the vision or hearing the parable. Try to get the correct word interpretation. Get the message that the Spirit of God is trying to pass across. So everything that was shown to Prophet Zechariah by the angel is actually passing this message. God showed him the vision of the candlestick with bowl on the top of it with seven lampstands burning and then two olive trees by the right and by the left. All of this is to pass this message. Are you seeing this? Is to communicate this message. Understand the communication of the Spirit. That visionary encounter is trying to convey. This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel. 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 Zerubbabel is the governor of Judea. Okay? He was the leader of the people. The Jewish people. Okay? He's their governor, is the leader. Okay? He says, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying. Now, why is God giving this vision and passing this message to Zerubbabel? I'll tell you why. Because Zerubbabel, the leader of the Jewish people, the governor of Judea, is the one that was in charge of the building project. God had given them a vision to rebuild the broken walls, to rebuild the temple, not broken walls. It was Nehemiah that rebuilt the broken walls. Okay? Now, they are to rebuild the temple of God, the temple that had been destroyed. You remember, Solomon's temple was later destroyed. So they were to rebuild another temple. Now, this was a colossal project. This was a massive project that seemingly looked impossible to them. There were so many oppositions, enemies everywhere, trying to stop them. Difficulties, challenges. So it looked humanly impossible for them to rebuild this temple. And the Spirit of God is giving a message to Prophet Zechariah. He said, go and tell Zerubbabel, the leader of these people, the person championing the cause of rebuilding the temple. He said, tell him that this building will not be built. He says, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might. The word might is a word, Hebrew word, kayil. Kayil means force. It means force, strength, substance, wealth, as in the force that comes from number, force or strength that can come from an army. Am I communicating? So when he says not by might, he's saying that it's not going to be by the collective military might or collective human strength or collective financial strength. Are you getting me? Or the collective substance. Perhaps they had saved money for the building project. Or perhaps they have raised offering. But God is saying it's not going to be by that. Are you getting this point?
Kail, might, talks of the strength that comes with number. The strength that comes with number. You know, this is where some pastors miss it. God spoke to them about a project and they are checking the numerical strength of their people. God doesn't want you to rely on that. Take your eyes off that. Are you getting me? A church of 50 people can have more money than a church of 5,000 people. If the church of 50 people's, the pastor and the leaders there, learn to rely on the Holy Spirit for their resources. Are you getting the point? Because it's not by human might. It's not by your financial might that that project will be accomplished. Not by human power. Are you getting me? So, it's not by human ability. It's not by human strength that this temple will be rebuilt. It's not by the collective strength of the people. It's not by the financial might of the... Are you getting the point? He says it's not by all of that. But by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. In other words, it is the supply of the spirit that is the solution to every problem you can ever face. That challenge confronting you, I'm telling you, the solution, the answer to it is what? By my spirit. How will you build your own house? By my spirit. Take your eyes off your account balance. Take your eyes off your salary or your job. Are you getting me? How are you going to get your own land? By my spirit. How will you get the money for the school fees? Your father is already complaining that no money, no money. Somebody shouted, how? By my spirit. How will your healing come? By my spirit. Including healing for that medically incurable disease. By my spirit. How will you have super excess abundance, the rain of abundance, surplus supplies, by my spirit. Kalido barakataya, maketo poteketia, lakido brakata. Please, can you do me a favor this month? Suspend your senses. Because this is the month of the supernatural. Some supernatural happenings will be happening suddenly. Are you getting me? It's the realm of the illogical. Kalido barakatai. Moses was wondering, how will I feed this multitude? They say I should give them water. They say we are thirsty. He said, where will I get water? These people can drink the ocean dry. Ayagabarakata. He's leading an army of over 3 million Jews. 3 million Jews. Let them out of captivity. They are now in the wilderness. They need water. And how did the water come? Somebody says supernatural. Supernatural supplies. God told him, he says, strike the rock and water will come out. And Moses struck the rock and water came out. The Bible says water gushed out when they tested. They were thirsty. Moses struck the rock, water came out and quenched all their thirst. 3 million people. Including the animals that they carried. They needed food. God rained down manna. Why are you limiting God in your mind now? You see, God took them through the wilderness. There was no terminus market. They had the means, so remember, God had transferred the wealth of Egypt to them. They had the silver, they had the gold, they had the money, but no place to buy food, no place to buy clothes, no place to buy. God wanted to teach them that I can take care of you even beyond the money in your account. Are you listening? I want you to have a supernatural mindset this month.
Have the mindset of the miraculous. Have a miracle mindset. A miraculous mindset. A supernatural mentality. The arm of the Lord is not too short. Kalido barakatai. They needed food. God rained down manna for 40 days. Every morning they will be gathering manna. What a God we serve. They didn't touch the money. Kalito barakatai. No supermarket. No mall. In the wilderness. They were going through the wilderness, yet they tested not, they lacked not. Why? Because the Holy Ghost was supplying. Somebody said the supply of the Spirit. My God shall supply all my need. Katabaya. Not according to Nigerian government. Not according to Naira dollar exchange rate or pounds. Are you not according to the economy of this world, but according to his riches in glory? Are you listening? According to what? His riches in glory. The question is, how rich is his glory? How rich is his glory? I want that. That's where your faith should be in. Manto bokosa. They got tired of manna. They said, give us meat. Even though scientifically it has been proven manna is a balanced diet. But they say, no, it's carbohydrate, carbohydrate. Give us protein. We want meat. They carry placard. Oh, we are saying, give us meat. Oh, he said, when we were in Egypt, we used to sit in front of the pot. Now, me, even they hold the lap of the chicken as they cut up. They give us meat. And Moses cried to God. God said, is my hand short? Aya, borakata. God said, come and see what I'm going to do. He said, you will not only eat meat for one day, you will not even eat for 2 days. Aya, see, hey, this God is too much. He caused the south wind to blow and the east wind. The Bible said, he rained, he blew, the wind blew enough quails from the sea. A day's journey in any direction. That's the quantity and heaped to the ground. How many cubits above the ground? A day's journey in any direction. Chop as you like. Somebody say excess. See, by the Spirit, you will command excess without stress. I say you will command excess without stress. My God will give you excess resources, excess provision, excess money without stress in the name of Jesus. God is moving you from the realm of scarcity to surplus, from the realm of not enough to the realm of more than enough. They ate and ate and ate until they got tired of the quails. That's the God we are serving. How dare you limit him in your mind? And the funny part is that even the clothes they wore, the Bible says, you think of how many clothes you have worn since you were born. You go, full Ghana must go. The Bible says, for 40 years, they were wearing the same clothes. Yet, their garment, their raiment did not wax old. That one on its own is a miracle. Why? Because they were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. The Lord went with them. The presence of the Holy Ghost as a pillar of cloud by day, as a pillar of fire by night, all their needs were met by him. He supernaturally renewed their clothes. After wearing the same clothes for 1 month, it's looking as if you just bought it today. After wearing it for 10 years, it's still looking as if they just manufactured it now. Supernatural renewal. The Bible said their feet did not swell. Their raiment, even the shoe, the sandal they wore, grew with their legs. How can somebody be wearing the same shoe for 40 years? Think of it now. I'm trying to show you how supernatural this God is. They were wearing the same shoe in the wilderness for 40 years. That means means as their leg was growing, the shoe was growing with it. Hey, yeah. Get ready for some creative miracle in this season. Some corrective miracle in this season. Some creative miracle in this season. Palakataya. Mande kebosa. You are commanding supernatural results. Supernatural results. Supernatural results. You see, God doesn't want you to be limited to the natural as a child of God. That's why he gave you the Holy Spirit. If all you want is just natural, normal living, then you don't need the Holy Spirit. Are you getting the point? All their needs were met by the Spirit of God. That's the church in the wilderness. But guess what? The Bible says we have a better covenant. I say we have a better covenant. Establish upon better promises. Ilakatea, the one Jesus caught with his own blood. And the new creation, the church is both the byproduct and the beneficiary of that covenant. And if God, listen, if the Spirit of God can do that for the children of Israel under the old covenant, how much more we? How much more you? Think of it. Selah. What's the meaning of Selah? Pause and what? Think. If he can do that for the church in the wilderness, how much more the real church in the New Testament? God can do anything for me. Say it. Say it as if you mean it. God can do anything and everything for me. God can go to any length to help me. He can go to any length to provide for me. Am I communicating? He called a ravenous bird from the east. The man that executes his country, his counsel from a far country. If God needs to fly somebody from China or from Australia to favor you, he will cause the person to fly and come to Nigeria and enter car to Jos from Abuja or Lagos. And cause the person to come close to where he will meet you. He can orchestrate event in your favor. He can make the forces of time and chance to bend in your favor. Are you listening? Never, ever limit God. And then I saw a disturbing scripture in the book of Psalms. I was surprised that despite all these things the children... God, the Holy Spirit did for the children of Israel. The Bible said he would have done more if not that they limited him. What? The Bible said they limited the Holy One of Israel. Saying, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? They limited him by their words and actions. So he did all these things being limited by them. How much more if they had not limited him? Kalabakasaya. Go back to our scripture, Zechariah 4 verse 6. Let me read it for you in the Living Bible translation. Media, I say you should get me Living Bible. I will keep drumming it until you get you can't escape. With the programmer. Are you listening? I like Living Bible translation. Look at it. Zechariah 4 verse 6. Living Bible translation. He says, then he said, this is God's message to Zerubbabel. Not by might. He says, this project, this vision of rebuilding the temple is not going to be done by the collective might or the individual power of the people. It's not by human strength. It's not by human financial might. It's not by military might. It's not by human connection. He says, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. And then, hyphen, you will succeed because of my spirit, though you are few and weak. He said, you will succeed because of my spirit. though you are few and weak. In other words, irrespective of your number. How many of you remember when we did the first Kingdom Wealth Summit 2016? You still remember? You still remember? How many were we? Eh? Pastor Nenku, can you still remember how many we were at College of Accountancy then? That the hall swallowed us up. We were not around 20 or 20 something or so. Am I communicating? But by my spirit, he said, you will succeed because of my spirit. Though you are few, though you are feeble, you are weak. So stop relying on your human strength and ability. Stop ayapando sida cabra tiska. Do you want to see the power of God manifested in your life? Do you want to see the strength, the ability of the spirit in full force? Then stop trusting in your human strength and ability. The Bible says, not that we are sufficient of ourselves as to think anything as coming from ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Our ability comes from the Spirit of God. Are you getting me? Start depending on the Spirit's ability. Start depending on the presence and power of the Spirit. You are depending too much on your educational qualification and certificate. That's why you are where you are. Start depending. I'm not saying education is bad, but your faith should not be there. Your trust should not be in it. Your faith and trust should be in God. Your faith and trust should be in God. Are you getting the point? He said you will succeed not because you are educated. You will succeed because of my spirit, not because you are educated. Thank God for education. You will succeed because of my spirit in every endeavor, not by your human connection. You will succeed because of my spirit, not by how much you have in your account. Not by, are you getting the point? It's called success by the spirit. You know, there are two kinds of success. There is success by the flesh, then there is success by the spirit. Can you remember the story of Abraham? God promised him Isaac when it looked as if God was delaying. Sarah then suggested to him, they wanted to help God. He said, see my maid, she no bad, sha. See him. She gets shape. He said, Aga, oh yeah, turn. He now did catwalk. Abraham said, Jesus. And Abraham just agreed like that. That means he has been eyeing her before. There was no opposition, no objection, no nothing. Haba, Papa Abraham. Suspect. Sharp, sharp, you don't carry her go bedroom. After 9 months, Hagar don't born Ishmael. They thought they wanted to help God. God said, this is a child of the flesh. Oh, this result, you got it by the flesh. This, your so-called success, is by the flesh. But the real one is success by the Spirit. The child of the Spirit will come at the appointed time. And when the appointed time come, the Lord visited Sarah as he has said. The Lord performed unto Sarah as he has spoken. She conceived and gave birth to Isaac. And Isaac means laughter. God gave her a laughter, gave them a laughter provoking testimony. And then the Bible says, the child of the flesh persecuted the child that was of the spirit. Ishmael started persecuting Isaac. Any result you get by the flesh will later fight the one that the Spirit of God has designed to give you. It will later fight the real one, the Spirit of God. See, stop trying to help God. Are you listening? That admission will come by the Spirit. That job, that miracle job will come by the Spirit. That miracle baby will come by the Spirit. Let your faith be in the living God. Be like what God is saying here. He says, it's not by human might. It's not by human strategy. Human strategies are subject to failure. Follow the strategies of the Spirit. How did Joshua conquer Jericho? Those impossible walls. Eh? Talk to me. Was it not the captain of the Lord of hosts that came and gave him the divine strategy? He said, go round for 6 days once, say nothing. And then on the seventh day, go round seven times. There at the seventh time, let the priest lead the shouting with a long blast, and the people should shout, and the wall sank in. Who gave him that strategy? The Holy Spirit. Success by the Spirit. The Holy Ghost in this season will be downloading divine success strategies to people. I said the Holy Ghost in this season will be downloading divine success strategies to people listening to me right now. In your career, in your job, in your academics, I prophesy, receive grace for high level spiritual sensitivity. To receive divine guidance, divine direction, to the voice and leadings of the Holy Spirit. I decree your spirit to be sensitive to these strategies of the Spirit. Those walls, there is no human military strategy to take down those walls. Impossible. There is no human strategy that we walk. You have tried and tried some things in your own energy, in your own wisdom, in your own power. Is not working. Allow the Holy Spirit to help you. Allow Him to help you, to grant you supernatural help. It's your season of supernatural help from above. I say it's your season of supernatural help from above. By the power of the Holy Ghost. He said, you will succeed because of my spirit. Though you are what? Few. And you are weak or feeble. Kolabasataya. You remember Samson? Samson was in Lekpao. You know, some of you, you were taught in Sunday school. And all those Bible stories. That Samson was a macho man, ba? He's a liar. If he was a macho man, then it would be no surprise that he did those things. That means he was relying on his human energy and strength to do it. I understand people's imagination. Those that design those cartoons and Bible stories, they will now show Samson as a macho man, six packs. Is it six or eight packs now? Pectoralis major, minor, deltoid, trapezius, all those muscles. But that's not what the Bible says. Samson was as ordinary as any other woman. In fact, in my opinion, he was a legba. Because the things he did by the Spirit, it surprised and dazed everybody. In other words, going by his physical looks, did he expect him to be able to do those things? The Bible said the Spirit of God will come upon Samson mightily. And this guy with the jawbone of an ass, he will kill 1,000 Philistine soldiers. He was a one-man army. In the days of Samson, the army of Israel did not need to fight. They were on permanent holiday. Samson was up to the task to handle their enemies. With the jawbone of an ass, he killed 1,000 Philistine soldiers, and he did not even share testimony. He didn't tell anybody. He was just trolling. A lion roared at him. The Bible says he grabbed the lion. He rent the lion as the way you rent a kid. You know a kid? Baby goat. Eh? The child of a goat is called a kid. You know the way you tear a baby goat? That was how he tore the lion. Chai! By the Spirit. That was the spirit of might. At war. He gave him supernatural strength and ability. Superwoman energy. Eh? He caught 300 foxes. 300 what? Foxo. Oh. Do you know a fox? Have you tried catching one before? This guy caught 300 foxes. Not cattle. 300 foxes. Not even dog. 300 foxes. He tied firebrand tail to tail like that. Put it and release them into the cones of the Philistine to cause trouble. There was a time the Philistine had got inside information that Samson is around, he has come to sleep with prostitute. And then they now waited for him. Let him sleep very well. So that when he has slept very well, we'll come and deal with him. And then he waited. And then my guy woke up in the middle of the night. I don't know who woke him up. Maybe he's the spirit of God. Say, Samson, you are messing up. Get up! And then the guy, he came and carried the gate of the city. Not door of the house. The gate of the city. Bar and all. And climbed a hill, uphill tax against gravity. Carried the gate of a city. Abba mana. Some people, even to climb staircase, their weight is a challenge. Samson is carrying the gate of a city. Climbing. Abba. Somebody say, by the Spirit. See, you will do supernatural things. So, see, as I speak, there is a release of supernatural strength. Your days of weakness are over. I speak to every sickness, every disease that is making you weak, making you feeling tired all the time. Every disease, I command it burnt off by the fire of the Holy Ghost. I release a spirit of strength. Receive supernatural strength now. I release a spirit of might. Begin to do what you could not do before. Receive the strength of Jehovah. In the name of Jesus, I speak life to your body. In the name of Jesus, every weakness and frailty is swallowed up. Is swallowed up by the spirit of might. Be weak all the time, feeling weak, feeling tired. God punish devil. There's somebody like that I'm talking to. You are healed already. That strength has given way. That weakness has given way. Strength has entered you. The spirit of God. The things Samson did were so supernatural. Why? He was empowered by the spirit of might. Some of you will leave this place. You will go back and start hearing things that people say is impossible. I say you will start doing the impossible cheaply. By the power of the Holy Ghost, you are doing the impossible. What is seemingly humanly impossible, the Holy Ghost will empower you to do them. Receive grace for supernatural accomplishment. Receive grace to accomplish big things, massive things, monumental things, colossal things. By the power of the Holy Ghost. You heard the testimony of Pastor Penn. Congratulations. Win to buy. You see, that's the spirit of creativity, wisdom for creativity, excellence at work, invention, creativity. Kalito Barakataya. And many more arising. Oh, I say many more arising. Shagatiko Balakida Kapatai. I prophesy the rise of an army of kingdom inventors, kingdom creators. I prophesy the rise of an army of kingdom inventors, kingdom innovators, people with witty invention. In the name of Jesus. Some of you, it's because of you that people will know your village all over the world. You will put your village on the map of the world by reason of the supernatural things God is going to use you to do. The realm of greatness nobody has ever reached in your family, you will reach there.
the realm of success, wealth, and greatness nobody has ever touched in your family, in your city, in your village, in your community, even in your continent. I prophesy, you are getting there. You are rising above limitation. The Holy Ghost is empowering you. You are flying. You are soaring above human limitations. In the name of Jesus.
He said, you will succeed because of my spirit. In this kingdom, we don't do things with physical money. We do things by the energy of the spirit. And when the supply of the spirit comes, the money will follow. The men will follow. The resources in the physical will follow. Human resources answer to the supply of the spirit. Financial resources answer to the supply of the spirit. Are you getting me? Kalaboto balatia. Embrekete. Magatuza batai. He says, this project, this vision of rebuilding the temple is not going to be by human might or power, but by my spirit. And mind you, before now, the devil had used political power to stagnate the project, to make it cease by force and power for over 20 years, two decades. Satan brought it to a stop. But the Spirit of God said, it will be done by my spirit. I don't know the project you are doing. I prophesy. The project, the contract, that proposal, that building project, that project in your career, that academic project. I prophesy the supply of the spirit. I declare it shall be done speedily. By the power of the Holy Ghost, it shall be completed. It shall be done. In the name of Jesus, no more delays. No more stagnation. I don't know what assists in your life. I stand on this altar of blazing fire. And by the prophetic mantle of fire, I speak to everything that has ceased in your life, everything that has stopped working. In the name of Jesus, I command it to start working speedily. I command them to start working supernaturally. I push you forward. Receive grace for speedy supernatural progress. You begin to prosper supernaturally. You are making progress by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are breaking forth to the right and to the left. In the name of Jesus, every limitation is lifted. Barriers are broken. Oppositions, I crush them to powder. In the name of Jesus. Not by human might, not by power, but by my spirit. Ketopo tequila kapakata. Ebrandos agabagadia. Lekido segede. Embreketekete. Rotosidi kila magadea. Abrandaska. There are people listening to me. Angels will start crediting your account from this night. From now. Angels, money angels, they will credit your account supernaturally. Angels of financial favor, they are released to minister for you. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, your broke days are over. Your begging days are over. Your borrowing days has ended. You are coming out of debt. I pull you out of debt supernaturally by the power of the Holy Ghost. Kasole malakidas. Isheli malahadai. Ebranda kataya. The windows of heaven are open over also. In this season, Malatiza is a season of open heavens. and open doors. There is a mighty, heavy downpour, rain of blessings. Kalito Bakatai, the rain of the Spirit, the rain of abundance. Kalasuteke Bakatai. Some of you, the Holy Spirit is telling me to tell you, start taking steps. What He told you to do, start taking steps. Stop waiting to see the means first. Stop waiting for money. When you take the step, money will follow you. Listen, oh, God gives us provision to fund the vision. But you will never see the provision until you start acting. Until you start what? Taking step in direction of fulfilling the vision. Malaya Bagada. I had a ministration. I went for a conference. My wife later joined me. When God told me to go for that conference and go for that ministration, I didn't even have like 2 days to eat. I didn't have the money. Even transport to Abuja, I didn't have it in my account. But I told my wife, my faith, my faith is set like concrete. I knew I was going. Whether I will fly and disappear and appear there, I don't know. All I knew was I was going. See, you need to first decide. Make up your mind first in faith. Then a day to it, pew, some money came in. I told my wife, I said, you see, this one will take me there first. Money for hotel accommodation, I don't have it here too. But all I know is that I'm not staying in my family house. I'm not even staying with any friend. I say I'm staying in hotel throughout. So the money that came, at least it will transport me and handle one or two things. But hotel accommodation, it cannot handle it. Phew, I went. Pew, like a rushing mighty wind. I was in the conference. I was in alert as if they rang a bell. Hey! See, I'm trying to tell you how God operates. When God speaks to you, take steps. Stop waiting to see money first. Take steps. Go and inquire about that shop. Stop waiting until you have the money to pay. Go, see, listen, inquire about the shop as if you have the money already. Talk to the owner as if you have the money already. You want to start building projects? You say all you have is 2,500 naira, no problem. If that one will mold only one block, go and mold one block and threaten the ground. The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation. His hands shall also finish it. If all you have is for foundation, start with it. Take steps. Do you know that the Red Sea did not part until the children of Israel put their leg? Oh, in your mind, you thought that when Moses stretched the rod, the thing parted first before they entered. Mm-mm. God told them, tell my people to go forward. Forward where? Into the sea? Yes. They were already putting their leg. Maybe the water was here. The water was here before the thing parted. It's a similar way Jordan parted. When the legs of the priest carrying the Ark of the Covenant entered, Jordan overflowed his bank. See, you are not seeing miracle because you are not taking action steps of faith. Your actions of faith is going to place a demand on the power of God. Are you getting me? Long story cut short, I was coming back from the conference. If I tell you my account balance, you will be envious. I won't tell you. Just one step of it. Katobolaka Bakadai. In that same, I think it was a Tuesday International Ministers Flaming Fire Conference. We're about to go in because later, my friend Evangelist Peter Oyobuchi, you know him, one of the speakers in Kingdom West Summit, when he heard I was around, he came and joined me. So we're about to enter the evening session. He just received a distress phone call from his wife that his wife's mother, his mother-in-law, she mistakenly slipped and fell off from staircase She fell off and sustained injuries that she could not even get up. That she has been lying in one place in serious, terrible pain. She fell off from a staircase. And then he said, we'll see her after the conference. So we attended that evening session. He told me, let's go and see her. We went to his mother-in-law's house. I saw her in terrible pain. She was just lying on one side of her. She couldn't move. And all of that, and me, in my medical mind, I'm already calculating all the possibilities. Is it a dislocation, hip dislocation, or rib fracture? So many things. And it's a very long staircase she fell off from. Oh, I saw it. So many things. She couldn't even move her body. She was just in terrible pain. And then, so let's pray for her. We're praying for her. I started feeling the healing anointing like fire. And then after we prayed for her, the pain started going down and down and down. Listen, oh, to the point that she said she wants to get up. Ah, people were afraid. Yeah, you want to get up? Ah, that the pain has almost gone. Oh. To everybody's surprise, she got up and started walking. Now listen, oh. She walked down that same staircase with that leg, and then we went to hospital, because somebody cannot have that kind of injury and you will not go at least for medical checkup. When we went to National Hospital, very late we got there, they did an x-ray of the hip and the lumbosacral spine and everything, and the doctor said there was no fracture, no dislocation, nothing. But guess what? The son of the woman, when he told them, you know, doctors take history. When he told them what happened, they didn't believe him. They said she fell off staircase and all those things happened. I said, how come there is no fracture and dislocation? They did not believe. You know, we doctors, oh Jesus, if you are a doctor, Holy Ghost doctor, are you hearing me? Unbelief plenty. You have to build your faith. Then the mama then told them that she was prayed for and Jesus has healed her. That going by what happened, it could have been a fracture or dislocation or something, the kind of terrible pain. But after she was prayed for, that God have healed her. In fact, do you know she didn't want to even go to the hospital again? We had to insist at least for medical confirmation. She was satisfied, fine, and all of that. In the morning, they discharged her. Somebody say, by my spirit. Listen, this is how your healing will come. Oh, you are trusting in those drugs too much. Why don't you start trusting in the power of the Holy Ghost? Start trusting. Put your faith in the healing power of God.
Sit down. Let's finish our reading. He says, no, go back. We are in verse 6. Not by human might, not by human power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Next verse. Who art thou, O great mountain? Now listen. God gave them an assignment to rebuild the what? The temple. Led by who? Who was the leader? Zerubbabel. But guess what? There was a great mountain they needed to what? Confront and conquer. Anytime you are set on accomplishing any God-given vision or assignment or any project, there will be what? Mountains that will confront you. Remember, Satan fights what he fears. And he will fight fiercely what he fears the most concerning your life. Satan will fight the most what he fears the most. Every divine vision will attract enemy opposition. Every divine project will attract the attention of the kingdom of darkness. Satan will throw his best shot at you. He will do everything in his power to stop you. But guess what? He has failed. When you learn to rely on the presence and power of the Spirit, you will checkmate Satan cheaply. I say you will checkmate Satan cheaply. The opposition is because of the vision you are pursuing. If you were not pursuing that God-given vision, Satan would have left you alone. Are you listening? The demonic attacks, demonic confrontation, enemy attack, and all of that, the difficulties, it looks as if all hell has broken loose, is because of that glorious destiny, that divine vision, that divine project, that God-given assignment you are pursuing. Satan will always fight it. If the devil tried to stop Jesus, are you more anointed than Jesus? Didn't he tempt Jesus? Didn't he do everything within his power to stop Jesus from fulfilling his assignment? If he can do that to Jesus during his earthly ministry, he will do it to any believer. But you don't need to be afraid of him. I say you don't need to be afraid of the devil. You don't need to be afraid of satanic confrontation. You don't need to be afraid of the mountain. No matter how great the mountain is, your God is greater. He said, greater is he that is in you than the mountain that is against you. You learn to rely and bank on the Spirit's ability, on the Spirit's power, on the Spirit's wisdom to what? Level every mountain before you. When they were to rebuild this mountain, they were all manner of enemies. They had enemies, human enemies, demonic enemies. There were so many challenges and difficulty. But he said, who art thou, O mountain? Oh, you learn to address them with your faith. I say with your faith. Your faith that is standing in the power of God. You learn to use it to address every mountain. My prayer is that let the spirit of faith jump on you. I say let the spirit of faith jump on you. So that you will start tearing the things that have been tearing you before. You will start confronting and conquering every mountain. That giant slayer. Anointing. You connect it by your faith. How did David deal with that mountain called Goliath, who constituted a national problem? It was by his faith, and his faith connected him to the anointing. Am I communicating? Goliath looked like a big mountain, an insurmountable mountain. For 40 days, he was defying the armies of the living God, even though they were not behaving like the armies of the living God. They were behaving more like fearful lizards. Because the moment Goliath roars and comes out, all of Israeli army, including King Saul, who was head and shoulder taller than any man in Israel, they will retrieve into cave and hide out of fear. Until 17-year-old shepherd boy, a stripling, David, showed up with the spirit of faith. He said, who is that guy talking arrogantly like that? Who is this guy that is defying the armies of the living God? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Circumcision was a sign of the covenant. It meant so much to David. His faith was in that covenant. He said, this guy does not have covenant with God. He's not connected to God. But we are. Only him had faith in the covenant. All of Israel, they were paralyzed with fear. He said, I can take this guy. They said, you are but a youth. But this guy, Goliath, has been a man of war from his youth. He had to share testimony to encourage Saul and the rest of them. He said, thy father keepeth his father's sheep. The lion came, I summarized him. The bear came, he said, I caught it by the beards. He said, I killed it. They said, hey, you did that. Okay, let's give him a chance. At least there's no harm in trying. Let's give him a chance. King Saul said, collect my armor. Very heavy. David carried the thing. He almost fell down. He said, I'm going to remove this thing. He said, I've not proved it. Let me use the one I have proved. Bring my catapult. He was a sharpshooter. Are you getting me? In the day of battle is what you have proved. The weapons you have proved. That's the one that will work for you. That's the one you will use. The Bible said the moment Goliath threatened him, and then Goliath cursed him by his gods. Praise God. Goliath cursed David by his gods. David was not quiet. David was not quiet. See, learn to speak to the mountain. Vocalize your faith. When mountains of difficulties, mountains of problems, mountains of challenges, oppositions are speaking to you and they are staring you in the face, they are making a statement, make sure you are not silent. You speak to it. Jesus said, whosoever shall say to this mountain, that is how to move the mountain, by moving your mouth, by speaking faith-filled words and connecting with the power of God. Are you getting me? You start speaking to that mountain of sickness, that growth, whatever ravaging your body, speak to that pain, command it to leave in the name of Jesus. So my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. My body is not a dumping ground for sickness. Jesus himself took the sickness, he took the pain. What he took, I don't have, I cannot have, I refuse to have. In the name of Jesus, pain, get out. Are you getting me? You learn to speak to it. Speak to that your bank account that is in red. Because he's making a statement. Begin to speak to it, prophesy to it. Are you getting me? In the realm of the spirit, everything has intelligence, everything hears. There is no separation of animate and inanimate, living and non-living. Oh boy, everything hears in the realm of the spirit. The answer to your faith. Jesus spoke to the winds and the waves to calm the storm. He said, peace be still. Wind, is he a living thing? Help me. Is he living or non-living? Is he animate? Wind and waves. Talk to me now. You see how too much education has confused your head. Can you be wiser than God? Jesus spoke to wind and wave. That's to tell you, you learn to speak to everything. Are you getting me? You cannot conquer a mountain that you don't address in faith. You have to address it. What do you speak to it? Speak the solution that you desire. Stop complaining about the problem and start speaking faith-filled words to it that contains the solution from the word of God. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, Mark 11:23. It didn't say whosoever shall say about this mountain. You know, some of us, when we are going through mountains of problem and difficulties, what we are doing is that we use our words to describe the problem we are going through. We use our words to complain, to grumble, murmur. That will not help. In fact, it will make things worse. Use your words to speak the solution to the problem. Am I communicating? Ask yourself, what is my desired solution? What solution do I desire? From the word of God, get scriptural backing and start speaking that solution to the mountain. Start speaking those healing scriptures to that sickness. Start speaking those words of God as pertaining to your prosperity and your financial breakthrough. Start speaking it to that financial challenge. Are you getting me? I just heard for somebody now, the money for house rent has come. That money for house rent has come. I release it into your hands. The money for school fees that you are worried about, it has come. Take it now. It is coming by my spirit, saith the Lord. It is coming speedily. It is coming supernaturally. The monies you desire are coming. I prophesy to your bank account, be filled to overflow. In the name of Jesus. Will not lack money to pay for that house rent. You will not lack money to pay for those school fees. In the name of Jesus, you speak to that mountain. That was how David conquered Goliath. The moment Goliath took one step forward in direction of Moses, the Bible said David charged in his direction. He didn't reason in fear. He wasn't looking at the size of Goliath. He was looking at the size of his God. See, you measure your mountain, you use the size of your God to measure the mountain. Compare the mountain to the size of your God. Stop comparing it to your physical distance. Are you getting me? That was what David did. He charged in the direction of Goliath. Pew, 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 pew. Pow! And the Bible said, bam, he got it. He was wearing an helmet, the space that was open. When he released that stone, the angels ensured that, like a guided missile, he doesn't miss target. No corner, corner, no bend, bend. The team was hit. And Goliath was down. Palataya. Remember, in 1 Samuel 16, one chapter before 1 Samuel 17, something had come upon David. It's called the anointing. He had been anointed by Prophet Samuel in the midst of his brethren. And anything the anointed touches, the anointing on the anointed rubs on it, including the stone. So it was not just the physical stone that brought down Goliath. The stone was anointed. There was something on David that rubbed on the stone. Magatusa, are you aware you are anointed? Stop being afraid of problems. They will bow to the anointing upon you. Are you getting it? Kalito Barakata. He brought down Goliath of Gath, the champion of the Philistine, and it paralyzed the heart of the whole army. They started running helter and skelter in defeat. Then the army of Israel summarized the rest. You know, once you bring down the Oga Pata Pata, that's the end of the battle. Are you getting me? Who art thou, O mountain? Mountain of depth. I keep hearing mountain of depth. Mountain of depth. Let me stand here and prophesy. Because there are people that are about to come out of depth now. The Holy Ghost say mountain of depth. Mountain of depth is bringing people out of that mountain. That mountain of depth is becoming a molehill. It is becoming a plain. The Spirit of God is leveling mountain of depth. By a mighty hand, you are coming out of depth. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy. Any individual, business, organization, family that is indebted by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, I'm anointed to announce to you that your days of indebtedness are over. Who art thou, mountain of debt? I curse the mountain. I command it to level up. I command the mountain of debt to become a molehill. In the name of Jesus. By a mighty hand you are coming out of debt. There shall be miracles of supernatural favors, supernatural provisions for you to service and clear of those debts. Or there will be miracles of debt cancellation. Your creditors will suddenly call you and say, you see that debt, forget. Forget. I forgive you your debt. I prophesy miracles of supernatural favors. Miracles of supernatural supplies. Miracles of debt cancellation. The forgiveness of your debt by your creditors. By the favor of God. You are coming out of debt. Who art thou, O mountain? Mountain of pain. Mountain Ashikalabataya. They are melting tonight. Every satanic opposition is crushed tonight. Makelo Frakataya. Go back. Mandabaya. Leave tete. Ele Frido Segedia. Go back to our reading. As I round up. Go back. Go. It says,
Who art thou, O ground mountain before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain. He shall bring forth the headstone or capstone. Thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. Ah, the spirit of grace is shouting on your case. Oh, I said the spirit of grace is shouting on your case. Because your life must become better. Things must work. You must succeed in your endeavor. Your life and destiny must be great. You will not die in obscurity as a nonentity. The spirit of grace is shouting over your life that you will enjoy and experience everything Jesus has died for. In the name of Jesus.
He says the same mountain that is posing as a difficulty, as an obstacle, he says it will become a miracle. Obstacles are becoming miracles. Look at it. He says he shall bring forth the headstone or capstone. Capstone, something they use for building. From what it is an obstacle, from an obstacle it has become like part of what? Are you getting it? It's a God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. So, the mountain, by the anointing, can even become part of the solution. I speak in parables. Look at it there. The same thing that Satan meant to use to stop you will become what? Stepping stones for you to rise. As in, those obstacles will now be converted into miracles. Those tests will be turned into testimonies. Those trials and tribulation will become triumphs. Are you getting the point? What the enemy meant for evil, God has turned it around for your good. The tide has turned in your favor. In the name of Jesus. Next verse. He says, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hand shall also finish it. I don't know what you started this year, or last year, or yesteryears, that you are yet to finish. I'm anointed to announce to you that these same hands of yours that started that project, that started that contract, that started that thesis, that started that proposal, that started applying for visa, international passport, that started applying for that job, that admission, I prophesy, what your hands have started, receive grace to finish it. Receive grace to finish it. I release grace for speedy supernatural completion. In the name of Jesus. No more abandoned projects. There is a grace that is turning every abandoned or uncompleted project to finished products. In the name of Jesus. The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it. That finisher's grace is landing on your head. It says, he that has begun the good work in your life, he shall what? He is faithful to complete it. The Lord, my God, will perfect and bring to a speedy completion all that concerns you. In the name of Jesus. Kalebo Satire. Now, the candlestick represents, give me Revelation 1 verse 20. It represents the church, the body of Christ, okay, of which every believer is part of it. The candlestick or lampstand represents the church. Look at it. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand and the seven golden candlesticks. He said the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. And then the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. Are you seeing that? In the visions of Apostle John at the island of Patmos. So, the church is not the building. It's made up of all believers, okay, who are born again. Then, the seven lamp are the seven spirits of God. Praise God. There are seven spirits of God. Give me Revelation chapter 3 verse 1. Revelation 3 verse 1. He says, to the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things said he that had what? The seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy work, thou hast a name, thou livest, thou art dead. Now give me Revelation 5 verse 6. Revelation 5 verse 6. It says, and I behold, and lo, in the midst of the throne, the four beasts, and in the midst the 24 elders, stood a lamp as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes. Now horns represent power, eyes represent revelation. Am I communicating? Visions and revelation, sight. Okay, the spirit of seeing and knowing. Now you will later realize the seven spirits of God, you can group all of them into these two categories, the horn and the eyes. Am I communicating? We'll go deeper next week Sunday. Tell your neighbor, don't miss next week Sunday. Okay, horns represent power. Okay, power, might, etc. Okay, eyes talk of visions, revelation. Okay, sight. Okay, it says, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. Praise God. Then the two olive trees. Go back to Zechariah. Chapter Zechariah 4 that we're reading. Remember, in that vision he saw a golden candlestick or lampstand, and then he saw a bowl on the top of it, and then he saw seven lamps burning, okay, on top of it, and then sandwiched between them on the right and the left, two olive trees. Okay, then go down the last verse. Give me the last verse. Let's see the meaning. Okay, verse 13. So that we'll read into, it says, okay, 12. Make it better. It says, I answered again and said unto him, what be these two olive branches which through the two golden pipes empty the golden oil? Oil. Oil is a symbol of the anointing, right? The anointing of the Holy Ghost. They are emptying oil into the lampstand that is burning. Okay? He said, what's the meaning of those two branches, olive branches? Let's see them. Olive tree branches. Let me use branches. Branches. Olive tree branches. Praise God. And he answered, I said, oh, what be these two? Okay, verse 13. He said unto me, knowest thou not what this be? And I said, no, my Lord. Verse 14. He said, these are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. So those two olive tree branches are what? Eh? Two anointed ones. Now remember, Jesus said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. The source of the oil is the olive tree. And the Bible calls us what? The branches. Eh? It says, Jesus is the head. Am I communicating? We are the body. Are you seeing this? When he says the anointed one, Christos, Christ, are you getting me? The word Christ is the anointed one and his anointing. And Christ has a head called Jesus. He's the head of the body. Christ has a body called the church. Are you getting the point now? So we are a part and parcel of the anointed one and his anointing. So he said the body of Christ, we are talking of the body of the anointed one and his anointing. And the day you got born again, you were baptized into Christ. And there is that union. He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. So the branches represent the two anointed ones, and in this context, who are the two anointed ones? I will tell you. Zerubbabel carrying the kingly anointing. He was the governor of Judea, right? And that means he was anointed as a king, as a leader. Then the second anointed one is who? Zechariah. The standing in the office of the priest and the prophet. He said these are the two anointed ones. But they are prophetic symbolisms. Glory to God. Give me this in Amplified. There's something I like. I like the way they amplified. We'll pray. We'll soon pray. We are done. Give me Zechariah now. Hey. It says, these are the two sons of oil. Rise to your feet. I've seen what I'm looking for. Hey. Somebody say sons of oil. Do we have sons of oil in the house? Hey. Sons of oil are rising. Oh. Hey. The devil has not seen anything yet. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. He said these are the two sons of oil. You see them there. Joshua the high priest. Okay. Joshua the high priest, having the priestly anointing. And Zerubbabel the prince of Judah, carrying what? The kingly anointing. One is carrying the prophetic anointing, Joshua the high priest. Okay. And then the other one is carrying what? The kingly anointing, prince of Judah, for leadership. He said these two anointed ones who stand before the Lord of the whole earth as his anointed instrument. But guess what? They are not the only anointed ones. Look at your neighbor. Say, you too. You are a son of oil. Do we have sons of oil in the house? Hey, we are oil workers. Oh. No. We are oil dealers. We are oil producers. Are you getting me? Hey. Who art thou, O great mountain, to stand before son of oil? There is an oil on your head that will melt mountains. Are you listening? Are you ready to pray? We just have a few minutes. Kabala tose gilahaya. Hey, Sheila Magabala Kataya. Somebody say sons of oil. They are rising by the power of the Spirit. Sons of oil. They are rising with the presence and power of the Holy Ghost. They are taking over. Ilabatose, they are doing the impossible. I am one of them. You are one of them. I want you to lift up your voice. He says, it's not by human might, it's not by human power, but by my Spirit. And I am a son of oil. And by the anointing, Mandege Bosakapata, the grace of God for supernatural accomplishment is resting on me. Is resting on me. That anointing is at work. That anointing is protecting me. That anointing is preserving me from all danger, all calamities, all evil. That anointing, as a son of oil, I'm anointed to prosper. I'm making speedy supernatural progress. I am prospering in all my endeavors. That anointing is bringing money into my pocket, into my bank account. Daya liko sete li frakadia. Elika barondo prekete. As a son of oil. Yeah. Things are working. Things are working. Ayabaleko brakatai. That oil upon my life is causing me to make notable progress. It's causing me to go forward. It's causing doors to open for me. It's breaking barriers. It's crushing opposition. I'm a son of oil. I rise above human limitation.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to bind the brokenhearted, to declare the opening of prison to them that are bound, to declare the acceptable year of the Lord. And we need the day of vengeance of our God to comfort all that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. By this anointing, I'm making progress, supernatural progress. By this anointing, doors are opening unto me in high places. Doors are opening in high places. Doors are opening into exclusive cycles. By the power of the Holy Ghost, by the energy of the Spirit, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I'm doing the impossible. I'm doing the impossible. And nothing shall be impossible unto you. And nothing. The Bible says, with God, all things are possible. By the anointing of the Holy Ghost, I'm commanding supernatural results. The grace for speedy supernatural accomplishment. It has come upon me. It has come upon me. Lapateke barakatai. Luke chapter 1 verse 34. I perceive in my spirit, there are people here, that what the Spirit of God will empower you to do and accomplish the remaining days of this year. How many months now? Less than 4 months. It will dwarf everything you have seen from January till date. I have that witness in my spirit, because it's going to be by my spirit, saith the Lord. You are commanding supernatural results by my spirit, saith the Spirit of God. Look at it. Luke 1:34. How did Mary get pregnant? Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall these things be, seeing I know not a man? No human connection, no human input. And the angel Gabriel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. Can you see the equation for solving the impossible situation? The Holy Ghost, listen, the Holy Ghost is the master over every chaotic situation. He's the master over every form of darkness in your life. He is an expert in handling the impossible. He is the very expert you should consult and partner with to do the impossible. The Holy Ghost. Never in history has it been heard that a woman got pregnant without a man's sperm contribution. He said the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. The power of the highest, His presence brings the power, shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of the Holy Ghost. In other words, when the Holy Ghost comes upon you and the power of the highest overshadow you and your problems and situation, He said the impossible shall be made cheaply possible. Next verse 36. He says, and behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she had also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. Next verse. For with God, haya bande kila brakatia. Listen, the Lord of the harvest is rising for you in this season. The Lord of Sabaoth is rising for you. The Lord of hosts is rising for you. Listen, God knows that there will be a demonic satanic contention over the harvest. That's why it comes as the Lord of hosts.
Even the Zechariah 4:6 we read, it says, it's not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts, that expression means the Lord of the army, the commander-in-chief of the army of Israel. For God to show up that way, that means warfare is involved. Anytime you see the Lord of hosts, it's because there will be contentions, war, conflict. Are you getting me? It says Romans 9:28. It says, a quick work shall the Lord do. He shall cut it short in righteousness. In other words, there will be the release of the anointing for supernatural speed and acceleration. Time will be compressed for you. Then in verse, go back, Romans 9:28 and 29. I want to bring out something there. He said, for he will finish the work, he will cut it short in righteousness, because a short work, other translation say a quick work. See, God is doing a quick work in your life this month. Some of you are already in your mind, you are fainting and giving up. Those your dreams, your vision, your plan from the beginning of the year, and it looks as if there is no human way to accomplish them. I bring you good news. He said, a quick work shall the Lord do. It shall be done by his spirit. Then look at where I'm going, 29. And as he said, as Isaiah said before, except the Lord of Sabaoth had left us a seed, we had been as Sodoma and has been made unto Gomorrah. Now, the Lord of Sabaoth is another word for the Lord of hosts. It's the same Lord of hosts. And he's the Lord of the harvest. Are you getting me? He knows that there will be warfare involved. He knows that there will be satanic opposition trying to prevent your harvest. But guess what? That's why he's coming as the Lord of hosts, the Lord of Sabaoth. And I'm anointed to announce to you, the Lord of the harvest, that Lord of hosts, the Lord of Sabaoth is rising for you in this season. And he's crushing every satanic opposition. He is crushing every satanic barrier on your path. Everything I prophesy, every form of satanic opposition, demonic hindrance, demonic barrier preventing your harvest from coming, trying to stop your harvest, the Lord of Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts is rising for you. He is crushing all of them to powder. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead and call forth your harvest. Go ahead and call forth your harvest. Go ahead and call forth your harvest. Go ahead and prophesy. Call forth your harvest. The Lord of hosts, the Lord of the harvest is rising for you. He's breaking barriers. He's removing every hindrance. In every demonic opposition to you reaping your harvest, the Lord of Sabaoth is rising for you. Likabasoteke barakatai, embrekete, is giving you the victory. He's giving you the victory. He's giving you the victory. Victory over every warfare. Victory in every warfare. Victory over every battle, over challenges, over the conflict of life that is trying to prevent your harvest. The Lord of hosts is rising. Shalabasoteke barahatai, mando boraka balakidas, manto freteliga barakatai. Begin to call forth mega harvest of souls, multitude into the kingdom. Kaligo barakatai. We use the sickle of the gospel to reap harvest of multitudes into the kingdom. Their hearts are open. Lika batosegida. The people that live in darkness, they have seen a great light. We are enlightening them with the light of the gospel. They that dwell in the region of the shadow of death, to them light has shined. Light is shining forth. Call
call forth harvest of supernatural finances, provisional miracles, harvest of finances, financial harvest. Call it forth. Your monies are coming. Leketo barakata. Call forth harvest. Malabosidi kilabakatai. Harvest of miracles. Harvest of supernatural manifestations. Harvest of destiny helpers. They are running your way. The Spirit of God is stirring their hearts. Stirring their hearts. Stirring their hearts. Some of them will not be able to sleep until they help you, until they favor you. The Spirit of God is directing the traffic of destiny helpers your way. An army of destiny helpers. They are rising for you. They are running to you to help you, to support you, to favor you. Begin to prophesy. Harvest of supernatural favor. Supernatural open doors. Supernatural favor. Malekobo Sabalatai. It's a season of multidimensional mega harvest. Supernaturally, you are reaping your harvest. In the name of Jesus. All eyes closed, all heads bow. If you know you are in this place and you want to surrender your life to Jesus, you want to make your ways right with God, you know, if Jesus should come right now, if the rapture should happen right now, you are not sure of going with Jesus, I'm giving you this opportunity to come to Jesus, to surrender your life to Him, to accept the gift that He has given us, the free gift of salvation. If you are in this place and the Spirit of God is talking to you right now as I speak, I want you to lift up your right hand. I want to give you that opportunity. Lift up your right hand wherever you are. Lift up your right hand. Oh yes, lift up your right hand. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. If you are lifting up your right hand, come forward. Come and meet me here. Oh yes, come to Jesus. Liboroso frahadia. Oh yes, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Is there anybody like that? Come to Jesus. Thank you. God bless you, my sister. God bless you. God bless you. Including those following online. Oh yes, I want you to lift up your right hand wherever you are and come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. So di la baka so poragabagadia. Ma grondo so freketia. Thank you, Father. I want you to say this prayer after me, my sister, including those following online. Say this, mean it from the depth of your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I believe you died for my sin, and on the third day, you were raised for my justification. I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. I receive eternal life into my spirit in Jesus' name. Congratulations, you just made the best decision. I pray for you. Receive grace to serve God, to live for God. The yoke of sin and Satan is broken off your life. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Sadlon King or to partner with us, please visit www.avalancheofglory.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 080-6530-2610 or 070-3699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.